Steve is with me now, and Steve, you have a question for Gene.
Yeah, I do indeed. Thank you for talking to me, Gene. Last year I planted a wisteria, and the first year it went really, really well. This year, not so well. But I'm thinking of introducing a clematis nearby. Is this wise or is this not?
You can do. It depends which clematis you put in, actually. Are you thinking of putting in... where is your wisteria? Let's go right back to the beginning. Where's your wisteria?
It's...
against the fence.
Yeah, it's a fence line about 10 yards in from the river, so it's got plenty of water source, and the first year did really, really well. This year, like I say, is it common for them to sit back the second year?
Yes. Did you buy it, from a proper grower, or...?
Yes, I bought it from that I'm a club member of, New Garden.
Okay.
For them, and I've had many, many good plants from them.
Right, and did it flower for you or not?
When I got it, it was in flower, yes.
Oh, it was in flower. That's one of the things I was going to say to you. If you're buying a wisteria, always buy it in flower.
Yes.
Always. Because sometimes you get it and somebody has actually got it from a root... which is dug up. And that's not going to flower for you. You've got that. And you've got it trained against something?
I've got it tied, and it is training across the fence.
Okay.
Fairly successfully, but then, like I say, I'm not a gardener, so this is all new to me.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying it.
Right. One of the things that you could possibly... One of the thing that you could put in, actually, is a winter flowering clematis. Had you thought of doing that? In?
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, there are winter flowering clematis, they'll actually flower. There's one called Jingle Bells, which is quite nice at Christmas. There are several of them, but that would give you, and they're evergreen, so that would give you through the wisteria green leaves. And then you cut it right back after it's flowered, right down, not right down to the ground, but about 9-10 inches. And then it'll sprout again and come up through the wisteria.
Wow, fantastic.
So that would be quite a nice one. And it really has, Jingle Bells has got real sort of jingly bell flowers.
Well, I'll have to...
We'll be into Christmas here or something, Jingle Bells.
Yeah, and there's Winter Beauty.
It's only around the corner, Tony. It's only around the corner.
Shush. Steve.
While I'm here, just one more.
Yeah.
I've got... an Acer, which I grew from a cutting.
Uh-huh.
And it's doing really well, but the leaves are terribly brown. Someone said to me it's windburn. Is that correct?
Wind and sun.
Wind and sun.
Yeah. They are very sensitive to wind and sun, unfortunately.
Wind and sun?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've got to move it to a shaded place, really.
Absolutely. is it in a pot, or is it...
It's in a very, very large pot.
Ah, now then, hang on a second. Hmm. All right, let's go back a little bit. How big is the plant?
3 foot.
It's 3 foot. That's not too bad. But if it, people make the mistake of putting a small plant into a very big pot, and it's far better to actually gradually do it, rather so you get it from a small plant into a middle size, and then into a large pot afterwards. Okay.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you.
That's a pleasure.
Steve,
anytime.
Thank you for that.